Thank you for calling the customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
I need to check on a charge that's on my credit card.
To better assist you, can I have your zip code?
74039.
Your first and last name?
My first name is Lynn Fees, F-E-E-S.
Okay. And can you verify that shipping address for me?
17331 West 141st Street South, Kellyville, Oklahoma, 74039.
Okay, yeah, sir. So it looks like you ordered a fitness watch back on January 26th, and you paid $7.92 at the time.
Well, I don't think we did, but there's another charge of $42.94 for something.
Yes, sir. You also ordered that back on the 26th, too. You paid $42.94 for those AirPods and a warranty.
No, we didn't order those.
So you're saying you didn't make that charge for $7.92 back on January 26th?
We didn't make either of those charges. Those are those earbuds that showed up that we didn't have a clue what they were. And that watch?
I didn't order it.
I know you didn't. We didn't order those.
Okay, yes, sir. So anyone in your house could have made this charge without your knowledge?
No, there's just two cards, and my wife and I both have her cards, and we didn't order them. They showed up here, but we didn't order them.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do understand that. So what I would have to let – I would have to get you transferred over to my fraud department since you're saying you did not make these charges. And I want to let you know that the local authorities will get notified since you're claiming that it is fraud. So just hold on for me one moment while I get this account canceled out and get you transferred over.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for holding that line for me. Somebody get you transferred over now to the fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. What company is this?